Welcome to Moments of Inspiration. We invite you to join us for the next few minutes as we present in song and teaching a biblical message exalting Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Support for our ministry is given by those who seek to share the gospel of Jesus Christ so that as many as possible can hear the good news of God's love and saving grace. We also design our programs to encourage and strengthen Christians in our walk of faith. We're so glad you're listening today. Please join us for a few moments of inspiration with our featured speaker, Max Pratt.
Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Matthew chapter 5 and verse 7. One of the most striking attributes of our God is mercy. Throughout the Bible, His mercies are made known. King David declared in his troubling times that God's mercy is great. Often in the Psalms, the request for mercy is made. The love and faithfulness shown for His chosen people is praised in their worship. The Apostle Peter writes this in his inspired letters to the Lord's disciples, "Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In His great mercy, He has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead." 1 Peter 1, 1 through 3. To be merciful is to show kindness. Mercy is an act of compassion expressed in a spirit of forgiveness. Mercy is given instead of punishment or harm to another. God is merciful in that He has the power to deal with mankind as He pleases. He chooses to be merciful because of His great love. Jesus pronounces the blessing of being shown mercy from God to those who show mercy to others. The reward for being merciful is a blessing that reaches the most precious of God's gift to mankind.
Just borrowed, they're not mine at all. Jesus, only let me use them to brighten my life. So remind me, dear Lord. Roll back curtain of memory now and then. Show me where You brought me from and where I could have been. Remember, I'm human and humans forget. So remind me. Nothing good have I done to deserve God's own Son. I'm not worthy of the scars in His hands. Yet He chose the road to Calvary to die in my stead. Why He loved me, I can't understand. Roll back the curtain of memory now and then. Show me where You brought me from and where I could have been. Remember, I'm human and humans forget. So remind me, dear Lord. So remind me, dear Lord. So
mercy is tied together with forgiveness. In response to the Apostle Peter's question regarding how many times should he forgive his brother who sinned against him and then ask for forgiveness, Peter suggested that he do so 7 times. The Lord said, 70 times 7. Jesus has made mercy a requirement for his followers. In the model prayer that Jesus shared, he said we should seek God's forgiveness as we forgive those who sin against us. Following the prayer example that Jesus gives is that God will forgive our sins if we forgive those who sin against us. And he makes it very clear that if we do not forgive those who sin against us, then God will not forgive us. Jesus gave Peter and the other apostles the example of the 2 debtors who were called in by their master to pay what they owed. The first servant owed a tremendous debt. He had no means of payment, and he begged for mercy. The master canceled the debt, but that servant found a fellow servant who owed him a small debt. When he could not pay it, he too asked for mercy, but the servant had none to give. Jesus told how that servant was called in before the master and chastised for not showing the same kind of mercy that he had been given. Instead of having mercy, punishment was then given. There is a truth that proves to be an absolute regarding spiritual blessings, and it is stated in this way: do not be deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man sows, that shall he also reap. Perhaps as much as in anything, it is evidenced in showing mercy. We are called by the Lord to be merciful one toward another. In faithful obedience to this command, we relieve others of their burdens. The reward is in knowing that our own need for mercy will be granted by the Lord. We should shudder to think of this world without any mercy. Every relationship would be marred with the hurt and the pain that would never be resolved. The collection of wrongs would go on unendingly without any of them being resolved in life. If there is not mercy, then there is only the holding everyone accountable for any and all things that harm another. Punishment will be demanded. I believe the illustration of the mother who was standing before the judge with her son, asking the judge for mercy upon him. And in reply, the judge says he does not deserve mercy. He is guilty of the crime. And to this, the mother then replied, "I know. If he deserved it, it would not be mercy." And that puts it in perspective, doesn't it? The gospel message tells us that we are all guilty of sin and that we cannot repay our debt of sin. But God, in his rich mercy, has loved us, sending Jesus to pay our debt of sin. Mercy saves us. We're saved by the blood of Christ. The thief who was dying on the cross next to Jesus confessed his guilt of sin. He was being punished justly, he said, for his crimes. What all this man knew about Jesus is unknown to us, but what we do know is that he knew that Jesus was a coming king, and he asked Jesus to remember him when he came into his kingdom. He asked for mercy. Did he deserve it? No. But Jesus extended mercy to the dying sinner. Really, we're all in need of the Lord's mercy. If we come with reverence and in humility, seeking his mercies, then Jesus is faithful to forgive us of our sins.
When I think of how he came so far from glory, came and dwelt among the lost.
to suffer shame and such disgrace. On Mount Calvary, take my place. Then I ask myself the question, who am I? Who am I that a king would lead and die for? Who am I that he would pray, not my will, thine, Lord? The answer I may never so, that to an old rugged cross he'd go, for who am I? When I'm reminded of his words, I'll leave thee never. Just be true, I'll give to you a life for wonder what I could have done to deserve God's only Son, to fight my battles till they're won, for who am I? Who am I that a king would bleed and die for? Not my will, thine, Lord. The answer I may never know, why he ever loved me so, that to an old rugged cross he'd go, for who am I? That to an old cross he'd go, for who am I?
Who am I?
Thank you for sharing your precious time with Moments of Inspiration today. This international ministry exists to honor Jesus Christ as the risen Lord. We present Christ's gospel message, praying to bring salvation to many. We hope to encourage Christians to walk by faith in Him until He comes again. We offer Bible studies and a free Bible upon request. You can contact us by email at moiradio@gmail.com or write us at 5728 White Settlement Road, Fort Worth, Texas, 76114. You can find additional programs and information about this ministry on our website at momentsofinspiration.org. We thank you for listening today, and please join us again next week for Moments of Inspiration. Until we share once again, may God's rich blessings be with you.